When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/etm and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/etm. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennium Money, and today we're talking building your business one t-shirt at a time with Adam Muley of Atlas Threads.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
I am definitely a sucker for a good entrepreneurial story. I mean, I just love everything about being an entrepreneur. I always talk about, I think, being an entrepreneur from the day I was born. And a lot of people laugh at that, but it really is true. I mean, I can remember as young as I can remember coming up with ideas and crafting, you know, new businesses. And I didn't really know what it was at the time. I don't think anyone actually said, hey, I think you're an entrepreneur. But I always had this big imagination for creating things. And there's been certain times in my life where I admittedly probably wanted to wish that away and just be like, quote unquote, everyone else. And, you know, I still struggle with that sometimes because entrepreneurial kind of, I guess, bug inside of you, it's something that you can't squash. And if anybody's listening to this podcast and you're an entrepreneur, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. I see things as ideas. I see problems and I come up with solutions and I have a million and one ideas about everything, so much so that I think it probably drives Jeff a little nuts sometimes. But it's just who I am and it doesn't go away. And I've learned over the years to really embrace it because I think it's the thing that makes me who I am and makes me super unique. So Jeff had some time to sit down with Adam Muley of Atlas Threads, and he's got a really awesome story. So he decided after being on the road and traveling and kind of being a chronic overpacker, that's definitely something I will admit to you is overpacking everywhere we go. I know I'm not going to need as many things as I pack, but you know, there's always this thing, like this fear of what if I actually need more stuff, right? And it's crazy because I always get home, I'm like, God, I really wish I would have had less, you know, crap in my bag. And so Adam has decided that his mission is really to figure out a way to travel lighter on the road. And so Atlas Threads came up with the perfect t-shirt for travel, right? It is the best possible t-shirt, he says, that you can own. And its goal is to actually replace three shirts that you will pack. It's made from this awesome material. I'm going to let you hear all about it from Adam himself. But what I love even more about this is the soul of this company, right? Their motto is keep going. And the way Adam talks about it is it's this outlook on life that he hopes everyone kind of downloads, you know, once you buy that t-shirt, right? That you can really feel that essence of the company coming through, as silly as it may seem, coming through the t-shirt, right? To feel like you're a part of something, that you're on this mission as well to keep going, traveling, keep going after your dreams, keep going in your career, keep going in your relationship, keep going in these things that maybe might seem hard at times, but these are the things that make us alive. Like these are the things I think that make us feel, I don't even know a better word than alive. It just, these are things I think that keep us excited. I mean, definitely in the last few years, I've had a complete shift of my life, of the way I think about things, and experiences to me mean everything, right? So Adam became an entrepreneur, I think, the way that most people who are, I would call it like kind of born into entrepreneurialism, is out of frustration, right? So he was totally frustrated over overpacking and this syndrome that so many of us had, and has started to, you know, figure out a way to craft this perfect travel t-shirt that also, you know, is this kind of spokesperson, if you will, for this motto of keep going. And I think, you know, that's one of the best ways to create a business is that you find a need that you don't feel is being addressed and you come up with a solution, whether it's something, you know, maybe big like a society or cultural issue or something as seemingly simple as creating the perfect t-shirt. And yet that's not simple, right? That actually is like really meeting a need. So I think if you have a need, if you find something that you feel is missing and that isn't being addressed properly, then you have an entrepreneurial idea. You have a business idea, right? You there's probably somebody else out there that is craving the same thing, but maybe is afraid to take on that challenge. So if you're starting to think about a business, one of the best things that I can tell you, again, is probably this word that nobody likes to talk about, but it's budgeting. It's so key to figure out exactly how much money you need to start up this venture. And you need to create a list of everything. I'm talking everything, like a giant brain dump. And if you don't know what to put on that list, talk to other entrepreneurs, talk to other people who have created something. Most people are really excited to share their own experience. So all it takes usually is just asking a question. Another thing is, you know, can you get some seed funding from friends and family enough to get you started to make maybe a prototype so you can start getting another investors? Because it's always easier to get money when you have money, right? It's just like it's easier to get a new job when you have a job. It's just the way these things work. And I know from starting a business super, super young that if you can be as lean and resourceful as possible in the beginning, it is going to help you tenfold down the line because you're not going to need all these ridiculous expenses that are going to start sucking money out of, you know, the funds that you have raised. Another thing is, you know, don't turn to your credit card or your 401k loans unless you absolutely have to. And if you do, oh, please, 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 please just take the minimum amount out of there, right? Because they're not built necessarily to start up a business. It's not the most efficient way always to leverage money. There are certain circumstances where it may make a little bit of sense, but for the most part, that's usually not the best place to turn to. And Kickstarter is still a really viable way to raise money. You want to craft a great campaign like Atlas Threads has, and your marketing strategy behind it is everything, right? So the more people that see your Kickstarter campaign in a 60-day period, the more opportunities you have to actually hit your goals. So Adam and Atlas Threads and, you know, this amazing travel t-shirt that you absolutely have to own. Their Kickstarter campaign got underway on August 21st, and they chose Kickstarter because they were looking for, you know, those types of investors that are also looking for innovative and unique ideas. And they just felt like Kickstarter really matched what they're trying to do with Atlas Threads and their motto of keep going. So their Kickstarter campaign is up. I think it's a really interesting concept they've come up with. I mean, if one of their t-shirts can replace three items in my suitcase, I kind of think I gotta try it out, all right? So I hope you enjoy this interview with Adam. Go on over and check out Atlas Threads and hey, add their t-shirt to your next travel packing list.
Well, Adam, well, thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, Jeff.
Absolutely. So as a travel writer, as I am, I obviously travel a great deal for my job, and I'm a bad overpacker. And you know, I try to be good at times, but most times it's
common
not
symptom of travel.
Exactly. So your company's really come up with something that seems like a good solution to travel lighter on the road. So
yes.
Tell us about what you guys got going here.
So we're making what we'll call the perfect t-shirt for travel, but we like to think of it as the best possible t-shirt you can own. Because obviously what you're going to pack with you now, probably some of your favorite clothes. Mm-hmm. But we want this shirt to sort of replace three shirts that you have in your bag. We think it can do that. I've tried it on the road doing that, and it really holds up. And that's sort of, you know, it's a classic style premium t-shirt, but it has that performance you look for in like athletic clothes. So by combining those two things, you can look and feel like you do at home, mm-hmm. but wear it for days on end.
Right. And so we were just talking too, like the shirt that you're wearing, you went almost 2 months without washing it, right? While you're traveling, right?
Yes.
And so you could either do something like that, or you could also do either a quick wash. I mean, it holds up to that, right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's sort of like how stinky are you, sort of thing. But you know, the shirt itself, like it's odor resistant and moisture wicking or you know, sweat wicking and quick drying. So with those features, it enables you to wear it for a couple of days. You can wash it in the sink. Mm-hmm. You can wash it in laundry. It's pre-shrunk and it holds up really well.
Right. So how did you come up with this idea? And what types of materials are you guys using with this?
So we have a unique blend of materials. It's kind of a secret sauce. Mm-hmm. Can't tell you the exact percentages and everything. Yeah. It's a proprietary formula. But our main ingredient is Tencel. Mm-hmm. We combine that with some combed cotton and a little bit of elastane or spandex, and that blend really gives you kind of, you know, the soft and breathable that everybody looks for in a t-shirt, mm-hmm. but with that added punch from that mm-hmm. sweat wicking. Quick drying and odor resistance. Right. And Tencel is made from eucalyptus, so kind of a cool material there.
Right. What other kind of stuff do they make with, because I know you said you found like on a travel blog.
Yeah.
What other kind of stuff do they make with that?
So Tencel is used in a lot of wovens. T-shirts are knit materials. Mm-hmm. So kind of learned that through the process. And, you know, they're using some button-up shirts. It's used in a lot of women's mm-hmm. clothes. And we're kind of the first people to put it in a t-shirt, especially at this percentage that we're using.
Right. And what made you kind of go, hey, you know what? I think people that travel, you know, especially the younger generation, they're looking for something. Why did you go, you know what? I think there's a market here.
It was a frustration that I had. Yeah. You know, I went abroad for a couple months into Europe, kind of traveled low to the ground, staying in hostels, you know, didn't want to do laundry. Right. And I overpacked for that trip. But the things I brought just weren't really made for that kind of living out of bag global travel. Mm-hmm. So it was a frustration I had, and talked to some travelers on the road who had spent hundreds of dollars on sort of that, you know, mountaineering looking clothing. But I didn't want to look like I was traveling. I wanted to look and feel like I do at home.
It's, that's what, you know, our parents and older generation.
Exactly.
They're the ones that they target, really.
The safari vest, the cargo pants, that sort of thing. So this kind of brings that idea of, you know, the shirt that you can wear every day, mm-hmm. anywhere. Combined with that added punch of what you look for in a high-end travel shirt, a high-end athletic shirt.
Right. And so you guys are doing a Kickstarter campaign that's mm-hmm. coming up, that's starting soon, right?
Yep, we're launching on August 21st. We've kind of pushed that back a couple times, but now we're launching on the 21st.
Right. Why did you decide to go with Kickstarter? Like, why did you decide to, like, hey, you know what, I want to start this and have other people involved in this?
So, I launched a product on Kickstarter earlier this year, kind of test out the platform, get a feel for it. And it's a really unique audience that's kind of looking for something innovative or different. And I mean, a t-shirt's not that different. You know, at the end of the day, it's a t-shirt. But we're kind of coming in a new category here. You know, it's not that athletic shirt. It's not your basic off-the-rack t-shirt. And it's not even kind of what your dad or mom would wear in you know, for travel. It's something different. And I think the audience is looking for things that are a little unique. And that's what we're bringing to.
Yeah, I mean, it's really that whole minimalist mindset anyway. But yeah. Let alone that... you know, that you want to have more of an experience when you're traveling too. So, oh, and for sure. Yeah, tell us about that. Like, tell us about your experience and your guys' vision of that, your keep going, you know, declaration, so, if you will, that you guys have.
It's kind of like a motto that we have. Yeah. I mean, it's something that I hear come up all the time. Yeah. Anytime anyone's working on something, you know, you have to have perseverance. You have to keep going. Mm-hmm. So we want to make things that keep going so you can too. So you don't have to think about it. You know, you don't have to question what you're going to bring. You know that this shirt's going to be in the bag with you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, kind of for this Kickstarter video, we went on a road trip. I mean, what better way to put a travel t-shirt to the test than to hit the road?
Right.
So, yeah.
And you guys went from San Diego to San Francisco? Or?
Yeah, so I picked up my best friend. I'm in L.A. here, so I drove down to San Diego, picked up my best friend, came back to L.A., picked up my girlfriend. Then we kind of, you know, snaked our way through the 101, and one was closed for part of the trip. We wanted to do some of that. We did make it there when we went to Monterey and came down to Bixby Bridge, hit San Luis Obispo, San Francisco, Monterey, Santa Cruz, my hometown in San Jose. Mm-hmm. It's a fun trip,
right? And then that's all in your Kickstarter video, then.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. I mean, we could have done the meticulously shot and the well planned commercial sort of thing, but we wanted, it's a travel teaser. At the end of the day, we want people to get out into the world, see, do, and experience more. That's who we're making it for: travelers and creators and people who want to explore. Mm. And so that's what we did with the shirt. We had some fun making it.
Right. And I think, like I said, I think it's such a great idea, too, that especially as we talked about earlier with Airbnbs, if you have a washer and dryer or even have a, you know, a good sink or whatever, and stuff, like, it's easy to do this kind of stuff.
For sure. I mean, nobody likes doing laundry, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if we can save people that especially when you're on the road.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing a good thing just with that alone. Not to mention, it's just probably going to be, you know, we're trying to make the best t-shirt that you ever own.
Right. Do people get some other? Do you guys have some perks on the Kickstarter, or like, what do people get when they donate?
So we're going to be doing a launch party after if we're successful, we run into that, and we have some other cool things we're attaching. But we want to get this shirt in people's hands. So most of the levels that we have, you know, you don't have to sort through and try and find, well, when do I get a t-shirt? It's that the biggest thing we're doing is trying to get this shirt into people's hands.
Right.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, listen, like many of you out there, I love Notion, our sponsor today. And I honestly use it every day for my notes and journaling. I also track our family expenses, and I manage all of our household to-dos. Notion has been such a lifesaver in helping me get a lot more organized, because that's not one of my strengths, without stressing me out. Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organize, and rediscover the joy of play. It's a workspace designed not just for making progress, but getting inspired. Notion is the AI-powered workspace that can summarize things like meeting notes and automatically generate action items and help you get answers to questions in seconds. It will honestly blow your mind. Notion is for everyone, whether you're a Fortune 500 company, you're a freelancer, you're starting a startup, or you're a student juggling classes and clubs, or you're somebody like myself that just really wants to get organized. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/ETM. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/ETM, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you are supporting our show, notion.com/ETM.
Awesome. Well, so tell us about your story. So how did you come from, you know, to get here to actually create this shirt? Like, where did you come from? What's your story?
So I used to kind of started in advertising, but I worked in a mailroom there. And I actually had a literal elevator pitch. When I first came to LA, I was dropping resumes off, got on the elevator with this woman, CJ, and kind of told her that I was on my way up to drop off my resume. It turned out she was kind of the second, the king of the hand sort of thing to the head of the company. And she liked me enough in that elevator pitch. I got a job in the mailroom, started to work my way into the creative department, became a writer. Then had this plan to travel for a couple months. Did that, took some time off, traveled, came back to work for myself, and had this frustration of you know, not having overpacking sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Kind of put two and two together, realized that I liked doing advertising, but I wanted to do something for my own product, and yeah, here we are.
Have you always wanted to kind of own your own business, or?
I really like that. I really like working for myself and creating something, creating something that really benefits people and helps solve a problem.
Yeah. Well, I also think these days too, you kind of have to come up with these ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole gold watch and retiring in a company is kind of long gone. So, you know, it's good to kind of create stuff like this.
Oh, definitely. And that's something, I mean, that's kind of what Keep Going is all about. You know, we're doing this for not just travelers, but creators, people who are willing to take that risk, to go and try something, experiment, and see where it goes.
Right. Why do you think something like this, could actually change how people travel?
Well, we're trying to tell this story of Keep Going. And mm-hmm. I think that there's a certain, ultimately at the end of the day, it's not what you pack. It's the mindset you bring with you.
Right.
And that's something that I really believe in. And we want people to, not wait to a certain time is right to travel. It's something that's beneficial throughout your life. And if this t-shirt can help you get there, the best t-shirt you'll ever own, hopefully, can help you worry less and get out into the world, then I think we've done something good here.
Right. And why do you think people overpack?
I think it's fear of not being prepared.
Yeah.
And, you bring a lot of things because you don't want, when you're traveling, you don't know if you're going to hit rain or something's going to come up. And you worry about those things. And I think part of it is because you're unconfident about the clothes that you have. Am I going to look good and be ready for whatever?
Yeah.
And we're trying to check both those boxes here.
Right. And you said when you kind of quit your job and you travel around for several months around Europe, this is kind of how you kind of came up with this idea, just because you overpacked yourself.
Yeah, I had that frustration. Right. And, I had seen this material called Tencel on a travel blog, looked into it, and, kind of started going down that path and was the biggest critic. I didn't want something that wasn't going to perform well. Mm-hmm. And so I put it through that test. I worked out on the shirt for an hour, got it super sweaty, tossed it on the back of a chair, let it dry, and lo and behold, I take it around, have people smell the shirt, and they tell me it smells like a t-shirt. So I guess it kind of passes the test, and just from there, we've constantly improved, and that's why we're launching on Kickstarter. We want to get this in people's hand and constantly improve on it and make it better.
How many different versions have you guys kind of come up with?
Oh, I've lost count.
Right.
I mean, we've gone –
I was going to say, that it would seem like it would take a while to kind of get this – exactly right.
Well, and I'm a writer. I didn't have experience in the textile industry, but luckily I have some friends that do. And, it was a matter of just hitting the road, talking to people who do make clothes. And that's why we're making everything in L.A. I can actually sit down with the manufacturers and make sure we get it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fun journey.
Right. And you guys kind of did your Kickstarter video on the road where you guys kind of pitching the idea to other places as well, too? Kind of telling people, hey, this is what we're doing?
Yeah.
And do you have plans to do that a little bit more, travel around the country and do that a little bit more?
We have some really fun things in store for the future. Mm-hmm. If we get this product off the ground, if we get this company off the ground, where we want to be meeting with people and doing some fun things that are a little bit different. I mean, we're all about travel. And I know some of my favorite travel shows are like Anthony Bourdain. Mm-hmm. And if we can do something where we're making kind of content like that, mm-hmm. where we're helping to instill this sort of idea of keep going into people's mind and just get out into the world and try something.
Right.
Then that's kind of one of the things we hope to do in the future.
Right. And this is also too. This is a product that you could possibly, sell or give away down the road to other countries too that don't always have access to water or things like that, whatever the case is.
Definitely.
Too.
I mean, we're not ruling anything out.
Right.
We have a lot of ideas and we're just starting right here to see where things go.
Right. So do you have other ideas about making other products as well, besides just the t-shirts down the road?
Potentially, again, we're not ruling anything out at this point. We have some things sort of, Skunk Works or behind the scenes. We're planning, always thinking about those things. But our key goal right now is to make the best possible t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And the only way we can do that is by getting that in people's hands and improving it and making it better from here. So yes, to answer your question, yes. But
are you guys making, are these basically unisex t-shirts as well too? So can women wear these as well?
So we focused, like I said, a t-shirt's a simple mm-hmm. product, but mm-hmm. we're focusing on the details. And we wanted to make a shirt that was flattering to many different body types. And mm-hmm. we made something that looks good on everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little more tailored. One of the things I don't like about shirts is a lot of times they have that sort of bell effect where mm-hmm. they kind of flow out in the back sure. or on the sleeves. They have that, like, pinch. So we kind of engineered those things out and made a product that looks good on everyone. And that's why we're making it size extra small to double XL.
Gotcha. Right, right. And so you guys, so you start the Kickstarter thing, and coming up in August then. And so where can we find Atlas Threads then online?
So we have a website. It's a landing page right now. We have a newsletter on there you can sign up for and get some behind-the-scenes information on there. And then August 21st, we're going to be launching, and I'd love for your viewers to check it out. And if they're into this, maybe share it with a friend. Yeah. You'd love to travel with.
Exactly. So last question. What have you learned so far? I mean, you still kind of work freelance on your own by yourself. What have you learned so far as a business owner, especially like trying, you know, all those different kinds of, you know, formations of the shirt and stuff? What have you learned as a business owner so far?
Well, I think it kind of comes back to that tagline we have, keep going. You have to experiment, you have to try things, and you have to be willing to go the distance and to pursue. There's going to be so many ups and downs, and you have to expect that. And when you know that down's going to be coming, whether it's a you know, some dip in someone losing a pattern which we had or losing our material, you got to push through that. You got to keep going, and you got to see this to where you want to go.
So I love the motto, keep going. I'm going to keep going. Hope you keep going with me. As always, you can head on over to the show notes for all the links to Atlas Threads and their Kickstarter campaign. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And hey, do me a favor. If you like this podcast, be sure and share it with your friends. I really appreciate it.